As we just finished Shabbat Chol HaMoed, finishing up Sukkot, many people have heard about the theme of Sukkot, thought about Sukkot. I wanted to discuss this early morning, not even this evening, as we finish up and we're about to have Shmini Atzeres and Chas Torah, Sefer Bereishis, a topic that's very dear to my heart, the concept of being creative. Creative as a machayev. What is the machayev? Where does it emanate from? And the topic came, the last mitzvah that's brought down in the Sefer Achinuch is the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. Ata kisvu lachem es hashira zot. Where the Sefer HaChinuch says, Mitzvah lichtov kol achad miYisrael Sefer Torah la'atzma. And quoting from the Rush, the simple mitzvah is you got to write a nice Sefer Torah. For those people that have been following the news, there's been Sifrei Torah by the Kotel over the last month to two. There's been over 60 Sifrei Torah that are written. And we'll even get to the mitzvah of the Sefer Torah in one more second. But the Rush brings down that nowadays, since the whole purpose of the mitzvah is Limud Torah, and nowadays how many people actually just go and take the Sefer Torah out? There's major halachot that you can't just stam take a Sefer Torah out to learn. Meaning, maybe to learn, yes. There's whole issues of, for anybody who had a bar mitzvah parsha, and you had a bar mitzvah teacher, and there's a whole issue of taking the Sefer Torah out, dealing with the gabbais, taking the Sefer Torah out, saying Shem Hashem. But also, for example, tomorrow night, for those people who are B'nai Eretz Yisrael, Shemini Atzeres Simchas Torah, Soloveitchik has long discussions about, they have Kriyas HaTorah at nighttime, right? Not so simple, the idea of just stop taking the Sefer Torah out to dance. There was an article that was for the hurricane that might happen. The whole protocol of what do you do in Chutz La'aretz if there's a hurricane, and one of the things they talked about is laning at nighttime just in case you can't get out. So there's the idea of taking the Sefer Torah out, but it's not so shaykh nowadays. Says the Rush, you should know, ha'inna shekosin Sefer Torah, and you put it in the base Knesses, lekros bo barabim, mitzvah asay, and this is quoted in the Sefer Achinuch, but there's one point within the Rush that I want to flesh out. Mitzvah tasehi al kol ish miYisrael asher yadom aseget lichtov chumshei Torah Mishnah Gemara upeirushim lagot behem hu banav ki mitzvah ktivat haTorah hi lo modba dechtiv velamdat bnei Yisrael sima befihem. There's this mitzvah that we have every single person to what? Not only write a Sefer Torah, but to write your own chidushim, you, your children, to be able to write chidushi haTorah. This, if you come to the second source, there's a mimer written by Rav Asher Weiss Shlita, the beginning of the Sefer in Baba Basra, that he quotes this unbelievable Zohar. That the Zohar says that once there was a Chorban based Hamikdash, and the Korbanos, there's no more Korbanos. So we know from the Gemara in Megillah that says that what? That's why you have to say Korbanos, and it's Ki'ilu that we were mocked of the Korbanos. Says the Zohar, a different pshat. The Zohar says, hello, all we have is what? Inan milin do'oraita, ve'oraita ditchadshe bepumin. The Zohar says that nowadays, standing here, we have a Chorban Beis Hamikdash. What do we have? We have our Chidushe Torah. So we have this last mitzvah in the Torah to be Mechadish. The Zohar says a very powerful statement that now that we only have a Chorban Beis Hamikdash, we have our Chidushim, where do we come? What do I do with these Chidushei Torah? I thought there are two models that I would like to help us as we come into Hoshana Rabbah, as we come into Shmini Atzeres, and as we end off the year and begin a new year. And the first model is based on a Gemara, one of the mitzvah klalit, Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Yadalit. But the pasuk says, "Acharei Hashem Elokim Elokeichem Teilechu." That we have to follow God. The Gemara incredulously asks, "V'chi efsher lo la'adam la'aloch achar ashchina?" Could we actually walk after the Ribono Shel Olam? "V'lo kvar nemar ki Hashem Elokecha ish ochlahu," all-consuming fire. But rather, what does it mean to imitate God in the Tatra day? "La'aloch achar midotav shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu, ma'hu malbish harumim," just like God clothes the naked. "Dichtiv v'yas Hashem Elokim la'adam u'lishto kot nanor v'yal bishen afata tabash harumim," just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, so should you should visit the sick, etc., etc. Hakadosh Baruch Hu menachem avel, so do we. Rav Soloveitchik added one piece. Rav Soloveitchik says that we are about to read Bereishis. Bereishit bara Elokim et hashamayim v'et haaretz. Rav Soloveitchik said, just like yama hu rachum afata chanun, so too, mahu bara afatabar. The whole concept of being mechadish, to be mechadish chidushim in Torah, it's not coming for the ego. It's all about me, but it's coming for a theological mandate of what? Of imitating the Ribono Shel Olam. Now this idea of writing chidushim is not just, it's a nice idea. To imitate God, it's nice. We just finished Hilchos Chol HaMoed. And Chol HaMoed, there are certain halachot that many people, until they learn them, are not aware. For example, one of the, if you look at the next sources in front of you, is the source that's called Dabar HaAvid. If you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, I brought you a couple of Aruch HaShulchans. That, for example, you're not allowed to. Thank you very much. The Aruch HaShulchan says, "Osu l'takein malbushav min alav akruim b'chol hamoed." You can't fix your clothes b'chol hamoed, even if they're ripped. You can't tell a non-Jew to fix them, even if they're ripped, unless what? Because it's not called a dabar avid, unless there's real issues. Look at Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei. He says writing on chol hamoed is like all other melachot, and if it's not tzorich moed a dabar avid, it's aser. Now the Chiddush comes again when I said I was going to get back to it. Writing on Sefer Torah. Could there be anything more beautiful to make a nice simcha on Chol HaMoed? I'm on page 2, in page 1, but on the side over here. That says what? Aruch HaShulchan Siman Tov Kuf Mem He. That says that as much as Ksiva Sefer Torah we started off as a mitzvah, but he says that what? Since it's not with Tzorich Moed, for example, if I have another Sefer Torah, "Im Kain," says the Aruch HaShulchan, "yesh limchot v'yad yachin akosev sefer Torah v'ose asiyam v'chol hamoed isur gamaru." Who says you need it? "V'olam ein yodim isur zeh v'choshim zeh." It's a mitzvah in simchas moed, and it's avir and gemura. So we see ksiva, even a ksiva sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah, is a big deal. It's a malacha, even though it's not like other malachas. But we have a concept called Dabar Avid. It explains the Aruch HaShulchan in the last source of the Aruch HaShulchan. But he says you should know this old sheila b'din Torateinu, ulashiv tshuva, what we call SMS. There's a whole song called Shoot SMS. Response to literature of SMS, to be able to ask questions, that what? It's mutter and a mitzvah. V'chova, te'en lecha, dabar avid gadol mizeh. There's no greater dabar avid, if you want, if you have shilas and you need to write it down. V'chein chidushi Torah. Mutter u mitzvah lichto b'chol hamoed. Di lo yichtevei mishkach v'avad dabar avid. Concept of being able to write chidushi Torah as a mandate of imitating the Ribono Shel Olam, even on chol hamoed. Why? Because there's no greater dabar avid if we do not use our creative talents to be mechanish chidushi Torah. I remember sitting with the Talmud around 4, 5, 6 years ago. And I asked him what he wanted to do. And I knew he had some writing talent. And he said to me, "I think I'm going to write for some sort of like magazine." And I said to him, it was actually a soap opera magazine. I'm like, "Really? That's what you want to do?" It was early on in the year. I'm like, "That's what you want to do?" I said, "Why not take
Take the talents that you have. There's so many nice journals. Become an editor in a journal, not only the trash over there. We have this ability of creativity, number one, to imitate Hashem. To imitate Hashem, that Hashem created us, so too we have to create. We have to create Chidush Torah. But I want to go and look even a step further. That it's not something that is outside, it's not an out-of-body experience. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man in a certain way to be able for us to tap in to our internal gifts to be creative. Where do I get this from? There's an unbelievable pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Bereishis. It says, Lo tov, to the next source in front of you, Heyot Adam Levado. People don't like to be lonely. People don't like to be lonely, therefore they put on music all the time. There's a lot of reasons people don't like to be lonely. But the Torah says, Lo tov heyot Adam Levado, Eselo Ezer Kenegdo. Rav Soloveitchik asked, probably in many, many of his essays, I'll just quote one of them, an essay called The Community. In 1976, he asked, if Lo tov heyot Adam Levado. Now, again, there's a machlokas. I wrote down very quickly, a machloket parshanim. Why is it bad? Like some people are reading Lonely Man of Faith this year. Lo tov heyot Adam Levado. What's so bad? Why is it so bad? So you have a machloket, whether it's a theological idea that it's bad for man to be alone. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, Shelo yomru shtei reshuyotim. We shouldn't say we have two deities. There's the Ribono Shel Olam Aver Yachid Elyonim, and man down here. So if it's a theological problem that man was created alone, whether it's a practical issue, we read today Koheles, it felt like 2 days ago, but today, we read Shabbos Chol Moed, we read Koheles, where we say Tovim Shnayim Min HaEchad, right? Maybe it's a practical piece, where for myself, coming here tonight, my Matzber in English, that's a battery, in the car, was broken down, I needed somebody else. My wife is the AAA in my house to be able to help me out there. You need that second person to help you practically, whether it's psychologically, whatever the reason it is, according to the different sources, where the Ramban says, Lo tov heyot adam levado, tov is for the kiyum haolam, is to be able to have a hemshech for you. Whatever the reason is, Lo tov heyot adam levado, ask Rav Soloveitchik the $1 million question, which is, if Lo tov heyot adam levado, why did God create man that way in the first place? Why did he have to do only then Eselo Ezer Kenegdo? Just create man together in a community. Why? If Lo tov heyot adam levado, whatever reason it might be, what's the reason that God needed to quote unquote do tshuva and rectify? Just do it in the first place. It reminds me, it's a totally different question, but it reminds me to another of Soloveitchik Torah, which we're not going to get into, but just like the same type of question, which is that we just finished Yom Kippur with the Kabbalah Torah of Luchot Shniyot, and there's a midrash that says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe Psal Lecha," that Hashem said to Moshe, "You have to rectify what happened in what Kabbalah Satorah." The Kabbalah Satorah was given in such a grandiose way, and the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu had to smash the Luchot was for a reason. It was an Ayin Hara. It was given in such a ostentatious way. So you had to smash the luchos. And therefore, by Yomar Shem Moshe, right, Psal Lecha, Ein Lecha Yafeh Yoter Min HaTzfiyut. So the question that the truth is, Rameir Shapir Milublin asked, which is, so why not just give it in that way in the first place? God knows about the Ayin Hara. Maybe God is not a smarty, but God knows there's a thing called an Ayin Hara. And therefore, that what? So why give it in the first place that way? Just give it in a very secretive, very, very clandestine type of manner also. Same type of idea over here. God knows whatever reason Lo tov heyot adam levado. What was the point of creating man this way? Rav Soloveitchik answered beautifully that man was created this way. I'll read it to you from his article. At the originality, page 13 here, in the essays and tradition, the originality and creativity in man are rooted in his loneliness experience, not in his social awareness. The singleness of man is responsible for his singularity, while the social,
The latter for his creativity. Social man is superficial. He imitates. He emulates. Lonely man is profound. He creates. He's original. Now, obviously, that was a harasha to build within us, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I need you to be part of the community. He goes on to say that lonely man is also a hero and be able to, which we're going to get to in a minute also. But the first part of this idea of being creative, Chidushi Torah, to imitate God, it's not just dumb to imitate God. It's built within us. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, for man to have this ability to create. And then obviously, there are other advantages of being part of together of a community also. Can't just be a renegade. You have to know how to live within the rules and the social context. However, I think there's another step to even creativity that we can follow when we're imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says Bereishit bara Elokim, we know that it's a problem. What's the problem? Malei chol aretz kavodah. Hashem is all over the place. So what did he do? So both on a biblical sense and also on a Kabbalistic sense, there is a concept that Rav Soloveitchik would quote all the time, which is called Midat HaTzimtzum. God retracted, he recoils. Bereishit bara Elokim, says the Ibn Ezra in the next source in front of you. That the Ibn Ezra, it's right after the Ramban, says it's from the language in Yehoshua and from Yechezkel of Ubeireta Lechasham. Bet Reish Aleph means the Tamo Ligzor, to set up boundaries. Bereishit bara Elokim, you know what it means? It doesn't only mean to create, but it means what? To cut. God needed to do what? He cut Shemayim Baharetz, because man's role in this world is to connect Shemayim Baharetz. But even see within our creativity, what do you have to be able to do? You have to know how to mit something. You have to know when to pull back. Yeah, and this is true, whether it comes, many of us didn't have the ability to be in the Rav Shir, but the Talmidim of the Rav always would say that Rav Soloveitchik would give an unbelievable Shir day one, and then what would happen the next day? He would come and give over the total opposite shot of what he gave the previous day, and all the Talmidim would scream at him, or in a certain respectful sense. What are you talking about? Rebbe said yesterday in the total opposite shot. He said, I don't care, yesterday. Right? He was able to say, one second, that was yesterday, that was Narishka. It was wrong. This is not Rav Soloveitchik's Chiddush. This you see in the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Chavbet, that Shimon Hamsoni, some people call him Nechemya Amsoni, would be Dorish every single S in the Torah. But then when he got to Et Hashem El Kecha Tira, he said, uh-oh, what am I going to do? So the Talmidim says, but Rebbe, look at all this time, all this creativity, this unbelievable chidushim that you did. Ma tehe alehem. What did he answer? Says the Gemara Pesachim, Chav Beis Lebeis, Omer lehem, Keshem Shekibalti Schar Al Drusha, Kach Ani Mekabel Schar, this ability of emes within chidushim, but to be able to what again to follow the Ribbono Shel Olam, to imitate again, to be creative, to have the chidushim Torah, and therefore that's what the Zohar meant, at least on one level. That even though there's no Beis Hamikdash and there's no karbonos, what we can be doing by being mechadesh chidushim is to imitate God, and that's on two levels. Level number one is to be mechadesh what's naturally within inside of us. And number two, also to know how to take a step back. How to know how to make sure that my chidush is emet. And to be able to have that humility when I'm making those chidushim also. This is what I believe, what we also see in the bracha. What we say every morning, Yotzer Or, Uvo Rechoshech, Oseh Shalom Uvorei Atako. Why do we say Yotzer Or and Bo Rechoshech? I mean, they both mean create. What's the difference? Yotzer Or, all the Mefarshim I brought down here from the Kedushas HaLevi, from Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchov, who explains, quoting the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, that Yotzer is a certain creation. It's a full creation. As opposed to by darkness, it didn't need this creation. But rather, again, to be cut off, not the full, you leave a certain empty space, Borei, coming from the language of Bor. That's part number one.
part number one, which I wanted to expound, this creativity that you have a mechayev to be. Some people would say, look, I like going to a shir, and that's very important to be mechayev 100%. Before you mechadish, you have to be mechayev, you have to learn. You can't just stop saying narishkeit. Of course, you have to learn before you be mechadish. But at the same time, to know that in the tacho day, to be able to mechayev from built into creation, we have these two levels of creation. However, I think there's another side. The other side that tells us from the creation story, that tells us how to be mechayev, that is mechayev us to be creative. That is if you look at the Ramban. The Ramban in Shmos, in his Akdama, most people quote and they say, Ma'aseh Avot. What do they say? Siman Lebanim. And people think, Ma'aseh Avot Siman Lebanim is a story time. It's a nice avot, and it's a simanim. We think about simanim, right? There's a song, simanim baderech. There's a tikkun that says that tikkun simanim. It's a simanim, right? We just finished Rosh Hashanah with nice simanim, nice tefillos. But if you read the Ramban carefully, the Ramban says that it's much more than just a simanim. Let's read the Ramban together. At the beginning of Sefer Shmos, it's on the... I still have a bad habit of not numbering my pages. Hopefully, that'll be one of my resolutions here. The Ramban, it's the top source on the right side of the back of the first page. I don't know if that made sense, but hopefully it did. The Ramban says, Hishlima Katuv is the beginning of Sefer Shmot. He finishes Sefer Breshit, Shehu Sefer Yitzira. It's called the Sefer Yitzira. God created B'chidush HaOlam, the Yitzirat Kol Notzar, Uvemikre ha'avot sheheim ki inyan yitzira lezaram minei shekol mikrehem tziyurei dvarim remozu lo'odia kol atilavo lehem, etc., etc. What does he say? It's not just a siman, but the mice of our avot are creations. They're yitzira. They create. What does he mean they create? He says it's a creation for us, not just for mosim, not for sons. What does it mean? What did they create? So I'm going to tell you, halacha maisa, what they created for us. If you look, there's a Mishnah in Avos, in the next source, that a lot of people have heard this, but maybe didn't see the don't know the source inside. That the Mishnah is saying that there are 10 generations from Adam to Noach to tell us how slow God is patient. Lo diya kama erech apayim lefanav, shekol adorot hayu machisim ubaim, etc. And then it's in asara dorot, from Noach and to Avram, to tell us how Erech Apayim Lefanav, Shekol Adorot Hayim Achisim Vayim, until Avram came and got the reward for all of them. Then the next Mishnah Gimel, in the fifth parak. Asara Nisyonot Nitnaseh Avraham Avinu Alav Shalom. And he was Amad Bikulam. So Rav Chaim Vilojin asks an amazing question. He says in the first Mishnah, it says that there are 10 what? 10 generations from Noach to Avram. Then it says what? There are 10 tests that Avram Avinu got tested. So ask Rav Chaim Vilojim in his Sefer Ruach Chaim, what happened? Why does he only say Avram Avinu in the second Mishnah? Just say at the beginning. Answers the Ruach Chaim, let's read it inside. The Ruach Chaim says, the reason why he says Avinu now, based on a pasuk in Mishlei, is Mitalech B'tumot Tzadik Ashrei Banav Acharav. Ashrei banav acharav, why? Ki kama midot she'atzadik tarach v'yagal asigam banav acharav hema keteva mudba uv'ksat yigia yagiu lezeh. Avram Avinu, we'll see the Yitzchak and the all the others, they created within us, not just created, not just nice ideas that you can watch a movie called Exodus or watch a movie called Noah or watch a movie or learn about the Avos and say, okay, very nice, Avram Avinu, very nice. No, it's not something that's external. Says Rav Chaim Vilojin, it became part of us. They created a reality for us. What was this reality? That just like Avram Avinu was Moser Nefesh, Kiddush Hashem, for Ur Kazdim, for his Emunah, so too. How many people? For Moser Nefesh, for Emunah, for what we are, for what we stand for. V'chein kol asara nisyonot.
The concept of coming, lech lecha, me'artz lecha, me'molatcha, it's not just nefesh b'nefesh. Nefesh b'nefesh didn't start it. I love Rabbi Fass. He didn't start it. Avram Avinu created this. Avram Avinu put it within us to be able to know, to have this unbelievable mesiras nefesh for Eretz Yisrael and all the other nisyonot. This idea that the Avos create this reality is a mechayev for us. There's a midrash that says that every person, every single day, has to say matay yagiu ma'asai l'maasei avotai. What are my actions? Are going to follow my Avos. What the Avos did. Here, Avram Avinu put it within us to be able, people were mocking him. It was hard. His father was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. But he was searching for Emes. He went and created this reality for us. This is something that the Shulchan Aruch, the Beis Yosef, says in the first Siman of Shulchan Aruch. He understood the importance, a tremendous chiddush in the Shulchan Aruch, the first Shulchan Aruch of Yisgaber Ka'ari La'asot Ritzon. Yisgaber Ka'ari La'mogar Bokeh La'avodah Zboruch. Why do I say this is a big chiddush? And what does that mean? That already the Shulchan Aruch is already taking the same idea of what Avraham Avinu taught us for us to be able to create. Let me explain. Because where does the Shulchan Aruch get this from? This guy. Until this year, until I really did Eonir, I said, okay, he's got recovery. You got to get up. You got to get up. But the truth is, it comes from a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. If you turn the page, the Torah quotes the Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Torah says, Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi Az Kanamer, he switches the language of the Kal Kanesha Ratz Katzvi V'Gibor Kauri, La'asot Ratzon Avicha Sheba Shamayim. The Torah explains that there are four things in Avodas Habore that are crucial. And he starts off with Az, which we'll get to in a second. But the Chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, he takes a Mishnah in general Avodas Hashem, and he applies it what? He applies it to Hilchas Hashkamas Habokeh. He says, Yisgaber Ka'ari, which has to do with your lady, to be able to have Izah Gibora Kovesh at Yitzrah. And he says, what? This is the first thing in the morning. You got to make sure you know what you want to know, the paradigmatic idea where you're going to have a problem. It's when you wake up in the morning. It's when it's going to be the winter and it's going to be you want to sleep in, and it's going to be the summer and you're going to want to sleep in. You have to be Yisgaber Ka'ari. Within this, the Torah brings down and the Ramah brings it down that you have to make sure to continue reading it, both in the Torah and in the Ramah, whichever one you want. Lefisha pa'amim adam chafetz la'asot mitzvah v'nimna mila'asotah mipnei b'nei adam shemal'igin alav. The first simon, the Shulchan Aruch, we're starting from the beginning, is what? Some people want to do a mitzvah, what happens? People are going to be mocking you. Sound familiar? Think about Avraham Avinu, right? Think about our modern day life. How many people, you walked out into the sukkah, and people are like, what are you doing walking out of the sukkah? An unbelievable question was asked to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, a Baal Tshuva. He asked him, he says, look, I'm on a journey, but my family, they're going to make fun of me like crazy. What are you doing going out, sleeping in the sukkah in the hot, I have air conditioning in here. What are you doing, you crazy person, going out in the sukkah, sleeping in the sukkah? It's a half a chance it's going to rain for sure. What are you doing? Do I have a din of mitzvah? That's what he asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach says basically what the Shulchan Aruch says. There's a din mitzvah, physical mitzvah. There's a physical mitzvah with all the bees and etc. But not this emotional mitzvah. Yisgaber Ka'ari. Havi Az Kanamer. To be within what Avraham Avinu that teach us the creativity of what does it mean, Maisa Avos Simon Abonim. It's a Yitzira within us to be not only religiously stable, but religiously confident, and to be able to be strong inside. This, where do we get it from? Where do you have this whole Baal Tshuva movement? Again, with all due respect to NCSY and to the tribe and great, but you have it within us from our others. To the point, it goes one step further. Because our Shimshon Rafael Hirsch even says that by Yitzchak. Because I always had a problem. Avram Avinu, it's a nice name. Avram, Avhamon, Goyim, Abraham, Yaakov. It starts off with an Ekev, not so good, but then it gets to Yisrael, Kisarita, Elohim, Imanashim, Batuchal. Pretty good name. Yitzchak, he's the one they don't change his name.
right? And what's his name? He's a joke. Laughter. I mean, that's terrible. That's an obvious. That's disgusting. Oh, yeah, what's going on here? Why don't we change his name? Look at Rav Shimshon Rafal Hirsch. It's the same idea that we've been saying. Rashar Hirsch explains in the next source, you should know, that Tzchok B'Binyan Kala is a general laughter. However, B'Binyan Pio, which is more active, it's an active laughter. Yitzachakli, Kol HaShomea Yitzachakli, which is what? Mockery, the same Mal'igin that the Shulchan Aruch says that we have to be strong about in the morning, that we have to be strong about in our mitzvah observance. That's exactly what was going on between Avram and Sarah, the very elderly parents, and Yitzchak. Halo'egam in the second line of Roshar Hirsch. Halo'eg lepar shebein ha-machshava v'ha-maisa. There's a tremendous gap of mocking between what people are thinking and, like, are you joking? Literally? Bein ha-ritsuyo bitsuyo, what we call in Hebrew, bein ha-ratsuy v'ha-matsuy, which is between what you want and, like, look what's going on. Wake up and smell the coffee. Efshar shakan yirmaz kvaratzan ha'ironi shalatzchok. It's ironic. The whole world knew about the yomrah, the pretentiousness, the tremendous chutzpah, if you will, of Avram and Sarah. The shnei yichidei skula asher he'izu az, to be az panim. Normally az is panim is like Gehenna. Says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, you have to be az was like Avram Avinu. Azut lischot neged zermazman. They swam against the current of time. That what happened? Hein yadat hazatam tikvatam shi'alev yadam atzort hazerem adir hazer ulovil oto letoch afik acher. Everyone knew what Avram Avinu and Sarah were doing. But then to go a step further, what is Yitzchak? Even more ridiculous, he says. That what? And their late age, being a Ben Zkunim, to have Yitzchak to not only create the reality, but also recreate the reality. To be able to go and make sure that he was going to call the Be'eros Kishin that Avram Avinu did, etc., etc. This is what I believe is the Pshat in the first Rashi. Pshat in the first Rashi, to close up the second part of the Shir. Rashi that everybody knows, that Omar of Yitzchak, why did we start with Sefer Bereishis? Lo ayat sarich la'tchilat ha-Torah, elo me'achodesh hazelachem. She mitzvah rishona, she nitzavu by Yisrael. Ma tam patach b'Bereishis. But Yitzchak asked the logical question. Torah is mitzvahs. So we should start off with the first mitzvah, Chodesh Hazel Lachem, when Am Yisrael was about to be created. That's what's important. Why does it start off with Bereishis? Quotes the pasuk Tehilim, very nogea to this evening. Koach masav higila amo latei lam nachar goyim. She'im yomru umot ha'olam Yisrael. You're a bunch of robbers. You don't belong in Eretz Yisrael. Shekavashtem ha'aretzot shiva goyim. Heim omrim, you should know all the land belongs to Ribono Shalom. Who bara, and he gave it l'asher yashar be'inav. Beretzonon yinalem, beretzonon yinalem, yinalem. Let's talk a little analysis in how to read a havamina and maskana. Help me out. The havamina of Rashi was that the whole purpose of Torah is mitzvahs. And if you start with mitzvahs, what do you start with? You start with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elohim. Kamash malon, Rashi says. It's not. That's one way to read Rashi. Kamash malon, you should know that that's not the whole purpose of Torah. There's another purpose. And that's what? The concept of, maybe it's a different, there's a different reason. Mitzvahs are a part of that. Okay? And therefore, kamash malon, it's more important to start with a different reason called Bereishit. And our first thought was rejected. That would be one way to understand a Rashi. And you would have to come up with a more, so then what's the purpose of Torah if not mitzvahs? Okay. What's the second way to understand the lumdus here? Aha, the mina is that we should start Torah. Because mitzvahs. Maskana. Do we totally reject the Havamina? No. We don't totally reject the Havamina. The truth is, it is very important, if not the key, that you can't just be thinking in Torah. You have to actually be, or through practice also, you have to follow the mitzvahs. But what? There would be something chaser if I would have only started the Torah with HaKodesh HaZeh HaKem.
comes Rabbi Yitzchak to tell me, if I would have only started the Torah Tachonet Shazelachem, what would happen? There might be something that's lacking in my mitzvah observance. If I would have started with Tachonet Shazelachem, it's not that I totally reject, just like you learned Gemara. Is the maskana totally reject the Havamina? No. There might have been 2 points of the Havamina. Now we're going to only reject one of them. So too over here. It might be that, of course, mitzvahs are supreme to be able, by Yitzav Hashem Elokim, to look at yourself as a mitzuvah. Godol ha-mitzuvah v'os, 100%. But if I would have started with what? With Achodet Shazel Achem, there would have been an etzem chisaron in my kiyum mitzvahs. Why? Because comes the Torah and says, I need Sefer Brachos. I need the Maisa Avos to tell me how I, within my nature, what I am. They helped create the reality for me to understand what it means to how and how to be Mekayim the Mitzvahs. If I didn't have the Sefer Hayasher and the Sefer Yetzirah, I would not understand what I need to be doing as a creative individual in my Kiyum Mitzvahs. If that's true, we've created, or we've stated, two facts as the Mechayev of being a Borei. Like, number one, it's following the Ribbono Shel Olam in the two levels that we said. And number two, we explained that we follow the Avos. We follow the Avos, that the Avos created the reality for us. And we, Atayi Agil Masai, Masai Avotai, that Avram Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov, etc., helped create that reality within us. And we have to go. And just like Yitzchak had to recreate, so too we do. I want to conclude with the danger of creativity. Danger of creativity. This was a drush of Rav Soloveitchik in Chamesh Drushos. Chamesh Drushos, the fifth drush. Fifth drush that Rav Soloveitchik, he quoted this pasuk. It's a song. Before the song, was a pasuk. Kovei Hashem, Yachlifu Koach, Yalu Eiver Kansharim, Yarutsu v'lo yigo, yachu v'lo yof. What are the dangers of creativity? So we hinted to it before. The dangers of creativity, if you're mechanish too much and you're not accepting, then it becomes you in the epicenter as opposed to a theocentric Jew. 100%. Therefore, you have to know how to have tzimtzum just like Hashem had tzimtzum. That's for sure. What are the other dangers of creativity? Well, Soloveitchik quoted this beautiful pasuk that says that we know we have ayifut and yigia, which both means you're tired. You're tired. There's synonyms in Hebrew. Ayifut v'yigia. However, there's a fundamental difference between being ayif and between en yadeh. Ayif, he explains, tamid mityaches la'ayifut haba mikishalom. Ayifut, when you failed. Ni ma'amatz lo mazal shebracha, you put an effort without any type of bracha. Mi ha'ishadlut, from trying, that you're not able to actualize your ability in your ratzon. From batala, which leads to shiamum, etc., which is what Rav Soloveitchik explains. Yigiyah is the opposite. Yigiyah, that's what I brought you from the Gemara, Yagata, Umatzata. The concept of yigiyah is the opposite. Yigia is you're tired, but it's as a result of you working. It's a result of feeling good, of bracha, of seeing payroll. With yigia kapecha, ki tochel ashrecha v'tovlach. Ayifut that comes from Limud Torah is called yigia v'lo ayifut. This is what Amalek came about. Ta ayif yageya v'lo yarei Elokim. Amalek came for these two types. Both the people who are ayifim and yageya. What are the dangers? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Both of them are dangerous. Number one is, a lot of times, when you're creative, what happens? You're successful. And once you're successful, what happens? Think about any B'nai Akiva program that you ran. One of the biggest dangers is that you ran a good program, then what? You stop. It's over. You rest on your laurels. Successful. I'm successful. Therefore, you stop running. Because you're successful. That's one type of fear of creativity. Therefore, the pasuk in Yeshayahu says what? Yarutsu v'lo yigo. Don't stop. Keep running. Keep being successful. It's a Hasidish term.
That's called not only Yitzias Mitzrayim of Tum of Kedusha of Tuma, but it's also called Yitzias Mitzrayim of Kedusha. We're also used to Yitzias Mitzrayim of Tuma. That Hashem had to get us out of there with a Yad Hazakah because of the Tuma, the 49th level of Tuma. However, there's another Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's what? It's when we think that we've been successful and then we confine ourselves and that's it. That's it. I did this Devar Torah. I finished this Shas, this Gemara. I finished this Perek and Tanakh. Igati. 100% you need to be able to feel good about it. You have to continue going. You have to continue going. I heard from a great Rav once. That's the Pshat. Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'elah. Vayelokim nisa'at Abraham. What's Vayihi achar hadvarim ha'elah? There's around five interpretations of what it means Vayihi achar. Which Devarim? It's Gemara in Sanhedrin. Is after the Dvarim of Yitzchak, Dvarim of Yishmael. There's a Rashbam, unbelievable. Pshat! The Pshat is, what was the last Dvarim that was said? Pshat right before that was, it was Avram Avinu, being Korei B'Shem Hashem. Again, Avram Avinu was successful. He was teaching, if you look at the Ramban and the Sforno there at the end of Parshas Lech Lecha, of Vayera, what is it there? The Hodia, he was teaching everybody, he was ripping apart all the Kofrim. He had a time to then go on holiday, go on vacation. He was done. There's no resting. But then you also have what? What's the other problem with the other issue? The issue is when you're creative, what happens? What happens is you get tired. If you get tired, you what happens? You fail, then you get dejected. That's the other problem with creativity. And therefore, says Yeshayahu, you have to continue going. Even if it's just a halicha la'at, a little bit. And that's what I believe as I conclude, one of the things that you can learn from Sukkot, this idea where you have the ability, especially in Hoshana Rabbanai, to learn Torah, to be able to take these messages of creativity and know that Sukkot, just finishing Shabbos, is this concept of the marriage, the Zugiyut together with the Ribono Shalom, that creativity that you have as an individual, as a community, whichever yeshiva you're in, to be able to come together both as an individual and as a yeshiva, Bezrat Hashem, have the chidushim, chidush haTorah, your chidush within yourself, to connect amal yigim, Bezrat Hashem, to have a pit ketova, and a shana tova in the tikkah.
This is where it's not really to interpret.